This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The three-day G7 summit drew to a close on Sunday, with leaders promising to tackle China's growing problem with influenza, fight climate change, get more COVID-19 jabs to poor countries, and keep up their economic stimulus programs. The summit was the first by the leaders of the United Kingdom, United States, Japan, Germany, France, Italy, and Canada since Joe Biden became U.S. president. Amongst the pledges made, the G7 said that it would meet a long overdue funding pledge of $100 billion a year by rich countries to help poorer ones cut emissions and cope with global warming. Aid campaigners said the promises remain vague and it could undermine efforts for a new global deal to cut emissions later this year. G7 also promised to halt and reverse biodiversity loss by the year 2030. Israel's parliament narrowly approved a new government, ending the historic 12-year rule of former Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, and sends the polarizing leader into the opposition. Naftali Bennett, a former ally of Netanyahu, turned rival, becomes prime minister and was sworn into office after a 60-59 vote. Promising to try to heal a divided nation, Bennett will preside over a fragile coalition comprised of eight parties with deep ideas.